The quickest way back to the top of the mountain is the uprise. I don't care how you feel. The uprise makes you uprisen.
Yes, sir.
Is that? What is the worst word I've said, Osi, that you've had to correct me on lately? What is the worst thing I've said in recent memory where you're like, J Bell, that's not the English language?
I don't remember something said during the YouTube. I forget the actual, but it was. I was like, what is that? What is that word? What is that? I've never heard. Yeah, coerced. Coerced. It's not a word.
Say it again.
It's coerced.
Coerced. Why do I want? I always like to really make an emphasis on some letters.
It's because you put your glasses on and you think you're so smart because you have on glasses. Everybody who has on glasses isn't smart. Just so you know, you see somebody with the glasses on, don't you automatically assume that they're very intelligent?
Yeah, because you think they got glasses on because they've read so much. Their eyes have gotten tired.
Yeah, yours wasn't from reading. Yours was from looking at things you shouldn't have been looking at. I strike down your eyes. I strike down your eyes, J Bell, for looking at things you shouldn't have been looking at.
Oh God, I was just looking at really decent football tape.
You were looking at things you shouldn't have been looking at, and I strike down your eyes.
Be biblically aware.
I bought a bike today. Did I tell you that?
You told me you were going to buy a bike, but you actually bought it today.
I bought it today, and I rode to the gym, and I rode back. And then the person I was working out with, they were like, you rode 25 minutes to the gym, worked out, and rode 25. Like, who are you? I feel good about myself, man. I'm going to have a good meal tonight.
First of all,
I want to eat Simon's tuna sandwich because of how hard I worked out. But Simon is giving me that look that, you know.
Don't eat a sandwich.
I shouldn't touch a Simon.
Yeah, so I'll chill out with Simon. We got to let Simon go. We got to leave him out the podcast because I feel like he's getting heat on the streets.
He is. People are looking at him like,
are you Simon?
Are you Simon? Are you the Simon that
like
I keep talking about?
Random dudes on the street are you going to stop that. And like that looks like a Simon-ist type of guy.
But I feel like secretly he likes it.
Yeah,
Simon is really digging his newfound fame.
He got juice on the street.
He's famous.
He is.
You know who else is starting to look at us sideways?
Who's it?
Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Chris. He's like, you guys don't say nothing about me. It's all about Simon.
But I feel like Chris might get kicked out the country.
Right.
So I'm very careful.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Especially nowadays.
Yeah,
they kick him out quick.
Yeah, just like me. I got to be, I got to watch what I say.
Yeah.
I could be next.
Yeah.
And, Chris likes to say, I'm not going to say his ethnicity because I don't want to put him out there, but he likes to mention he's something.
Yeah.
So I want to keep him from being shipped back to that place. Yeah, he's a proud man.
I like
that. So I'm just, he's a mysterious character. We got another guy in the back that probably works for a foreign government, too.
No question about that. No question, he 100% works for the Russian spy agency. what are they called? It's not Sputnik. No, that was their.
That was
the KGB.
The KGB.
The KGB. 100%. For sure, he works for the KGB.
100%. He's taking all this footage.
He doesn't say nothing.
No,
he just
doesn't.
Sits back there just looking.
Quite frightening. If people understood the situation we sit in right now, it's a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
But not as much pressure as we face on the field, so we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We are okay. I want to talk about something that happened last week. Everybody knows the game at Wembley. It's great. Rams won.
Yep.
We were up there doing our thing in the booth, having a good time. What do you think?
I thought it was a decent game. Listen, it started off well.
Yes.
The Rams did some things. Cooper Kupp did some things. The defense was playing well. But overall, the Rams, they're just sloppy, man.
Yeah.
They're a sloppy football team. I think when push comes to shove, I just don't know if this is the team that's going to be able to overcome those big the New Orleans Saints, the Green Bay Packers. I just don't see this particular team, the way it's constituted right now.
Yeah.
Being able to beat those elite teams in the NFC because they just played sloppy football.
I agree. Things are starting to shake out right now in the league. I mean, we're going into week 9, so that would make sense. But we talked about it when we were broadcasting. They should have closed it out. Good teams close out. Good teams don't let you back up off the mat.
Right.
You're down. They keep you down. Like you said, they put their foot on your neck.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I didn't like the way they closed out. But you know what? Came out and got a win. And listen, as long as you win games, it works out.
It does.
It does. It works out. We got another one, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
This one is near and dear to my heart.
This is a big game.
This is a big game. Once again, we got the Houston Texans
mm-hmm.
versus Jacksonville.
Yep.
Yeah, you want me to say the other thing, but I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm just saying Jacksonville.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I'm telling everyone why this is big. It's the AFC South, that division. But I played on the first team in Texans history.
Did
2002.
You?
Yep.
Did you?
Yeah. I came from Houston. I came from Dallas and went there. And for some reason, we developed this hatred, OC.
Yeah.
Hatred that I had not seen before except when I was in the NFC East playing with Dallas.
Yeah.
We, you know,
yeah.
all those teams battle each other. Man, when we played Jacksonville, it was a dogfight, bro.
Why?
I don't know how it happened. We just – we were a new team. We didn't have a reason to hate this team. We had no history.
Yeah.
But the way we played each other, it was just a fight. And I asked current players, hey, do you guys still have that, you know, rivalry with Jacksonville? They're like, yeah. I'm like, do you know where that started? No. I'm like, yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
I don't know either. But it just started.
I can tell you without any shadow of a doubt that it probably started over a female. Quite sure that.
Oh, see, I almost spit out this water on the microphone.
I'm just, whenever there's that level of anger and testosterone for no reason, it's usually over a woman.
So somebody on my team or in Jacksonville, there was a woman involved. They brought it to the locker room, and we just hated each
other. Jason, it's always, it always has something to do with, I'm just being real. Like, when that, okay, the Giants had beef with Philly. We're in the same division.
Yeah.
It's literally an hour down the road.
Yeah.
Proximity.
Oh.
There's, you know, there's a reason for the animosity.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense.
But when a team just out of nowhere.
Across the country.
I mean, why would that happen? It's obviously, correct me if I'm wrong.
No.
There's something, there's a woman involved here.
My whole mentality has just shifted.
Yeah.
What is the dumbest thing you've done?
Done quite a few dumb things.
I'm just though. When you said that, I'm thinking of the dumb stuff I've done.
Yeah.
And put myself in positions. I remember one time. I'm in college.
I like this.
Yeah. And
J Bell never reveals stuff.
I know. This is and a girl I was with all through high school into college. Been with a long time. And it's my other buddy who went to high school with me, and he's at another college. But we kind of met up. We're at some kind of outdoor mall in LA. And some guy walks by, a group of guys.
Yeah.
I'm with her. My other buddies went away, and he says something very bad about my significant other.
Yeah.
So I blank out.
Yeah.
I go in the middle.
Yeah.
This everything about this is stupid. Like, just lack of awareness. And I'm literally gonna make this happen. I've decided this is it. I'm at UCLA. Like, I got a career. And a guy comes up, and it was one of the crew. And these were some bad boys.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't just, you know, they were bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me, and he said, we were going to beat you down, but I respect how you stepped up. And he told his minions to back off.
Yeah. But you see, the thing is.
That's
is,
so, what?
But there's a woman involved. And it's.
I just
takes you to a different.
That wasn't smart. I could have just said, hey,
stupid.
Listen. I put her safety in jeopardy.
Yeah, everything. It's like, madness. It's madness. But.
This is how these rivalries start.
And a lot of times, you know, and I noticed this about people, you know, guys in particular. Whenever you're with your friends or whenever you're around a group of guys, have you ever seen, like, when, like, one of them is trying to impress a girl and they start acting completely different? They're like, man.
Yeah.
They start talking that. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, yo, like, why are you?
What is this?
Why are you doing this, man?
You don't have to do this.
And those people could never be my friends anymore because I saw the way they reacted around that. And I just couldn't deal with it.
Remember we were talking about that in another podcast when we were talking about, and we talked about when Takiyo was here, about, you know, watching people in situations and how they treat people. And you really can kind of get a grasp of their character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting. Like, we were doing another podcast, and we were having a discussion about something else. And you think about how you have to be so careful on situations you put yourself in, right? I mean, there's just a lot of pitfalls in life, things that you don't, that you cannot control.
Yeah.
Like I don't like you having this bike.
Yes, I know.
I've already talked about I don't like because these people, it's a dangerous job out there. The bikes is real.
Yeah.
Now, when I drive, I'm very considerate to people on bikes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, over, like, boom. But I see people that just don't care. Like, why are you – this man's on a bike. This woman's on a bike.
Let me tell you how I mitigate that.
Okay.
Just so you
– I don't know how I got here. Yeah.
Just let me just so you calm your fear down a little
Please.
Bit. Okay. Because what I do is I ride my bike on the sidewalk. And it's illegal. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, my God.
But you see my big self on my bike riding on the sidewalk, clearing people out the way, ringing my bell, too.
You have a
ring,
bell?
Ring,
oh, my God.
Ring, ring.
Oh, my God.
I'm not supposed to be on the sidewalk, but I'm ringing. And they're looking at me like, you're supposed to be on the road, but I don't care. So I'm not taking no chances, okay? I'm on the sidewalk riding my bike.
This is highly illegal, but I like the fact that you're it not is. Taking the chances.
No, I came home yesterday. I came home after thinking about buying the bike, right? Uh-huh. I came home yesterday, and this is what made me go buy the bike this morning, right?
Uh-huh.
So I came home, and there's two kids, 12 years old. Mm-hmm. They were on my street, mm-hmm. and one of them was on a bike, and he was literally on the sidewalk. And so as he was on the sidewalk with his friend, as I was walking into my house, I saw him, and I stopped him. I was like, are you supposed to be riding on the sidewalk? He was like, no, but I don't care. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, I started talking to him. He's like, you American. I was like, I'm Nigerian, but I speak like this. Uh-huh. And, you know, I introduced him to my son and everything. But then as soon as I saw that's the bell. That's
I see
it.
The bell sign.
Yep. As soon as I saw him riding on the sidewalk, I was like, oh, okay, well, if he can do it, I'm going to ride on the sidewalk until the police officer tells me not to.
And then you could always act real American.
I'm American. I don't know what you're talking about,
I'm
sir.
I'm a dumb American.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I won't use that excuse.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I gotta pull out my deep South accent, you know?
Remember one time we were at dinner
mm-hmm.
at a nice restaurant we won't mention because they're not paying.
Yeah.
But you were paying.
Yeah.
It was very good. And thank you for that. And we're sitting there having a really peaceful, great, great meal.
I know where you're going.
And these Americans, I'm not going to say what state they're from, were in the back talking so loud.
Yeah.
And I literally said to myself, why are these Americans?
Yeah. You're like, this is why people hate Americans. Exactly. What you're like, this is why people hate Americans.
They were acting they were like they
so
owned
loud.
The place.
Yeah.
And talking like, and in America, we do that. I was like, you're not in America.
Go back to your country.
Like, you are in central London. Relax. Like,
chill,
like, stop it. Sorry, we got off on a tangent.
We got a big game this week.
We got a big game.
Baltimore versus the New England Patriots.
Okay. You got to talk about this because we're watching a lot.
Okay, so.
Let's talk about why we are really focused in on this.
Okay, so I said some things uh-huh. about the quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And
that was taken out of context.
Not only that, but I received hate mail.
Almost death threats.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really,
bad. It was a lot.
It was really bad because, you know, people got in their feelings about what was said.
Yeah.
And I get it. You're a fan. But here's the thing. Here's what I think people need to understand is that, Jason, I have to be completely honest here. I have never wanted to be so wrong in my entire life.
That was the whole part of the conversation that was missed.
Yeah. I want to be wrong about what Lamar Jackson can do, and I want to be wrong because I understand the racial undertones.
Yeah.
The stereotype.
Yes.
And I know this is a young black quarterback.
Yes.
And this is what they think about him.
Yes.
He can't read the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is what they think. This is what they want. And I don't want to be, you know, promoting that this is exactly what's going on. But on the other hand, I have to call it like I see it.
Mm. Yes.
It's my job to call it the way I see it. So this is what I am seeing.
Yes.
From this young man. This is what I've seen from the history of the NFL.
Yes.
That shows me that this type of quarterback has never won. Mm-hmm. Do I want him to win? 100%.
Yes, you do. You'd be the first to say it.
Do I want him to be able to sit? Russell Wilson, people, Russell, this, him and Russell Wilson are completely different quarterbacks.
Not the same style.
Completely different.
Not at all. They're not the same style.
I believe Russell Wilson's style of quarterback is ridiculous.
Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are in there. And Deshaun Watson is in that category.
He's in that category. He's in that category.
These are pocket passers that have Houdini-like abilities.
Exactly. And they scramble, but most of the
time. And that's two blacks and a white guy.
Most of the time when they're doing that, their eyes are still down the field. You understand what I mean? Like,
Aaron Rodgers. Well, actually, they're one and one and one's mixed.
Yeah. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's like almost the most effective scrambler I've ever seen.
He's so athletic. Aaron Rodgers is a sick athlete. So was Tony Romo. Anybody who played with Tony Romo, his athleticism was unreal.
Now, when you're playing like that, I believe you can win the Super Bowl because you can't really account for it. You can't account for that at the quarterback position. You understand what I mean? Because even
you're extending plays.
And when they do scramble, if you come up, they're going to hit you deep.
You're in trouble.
There's really nothing you can do. But what I've seen out of Lamar Jackson, I literally don't believe the way he's playing right now, I don't believe that's conducive for long-term success in the NFL. Okay. I've just never seen it before.
There could be, to your narrative, it could be, listen, all the quarterbacks that have long-term success play a long time, okay?
True.
They're on the field a long time. And what do we say about a guy who's probably in his sixth or seventh year? We're like, yo, he's seen it all of starting.
Yeah.
What haven't they seen? They're out there dissecting defenses because they've been out there. Imagine what you were like in your ninth and tenth year.
Yeah.
I mean, they blocked you every way they could.
Mm.
So you have to be on the field. So the worry about him is he going to be on the field? Now, when I look at his game, and we talked about this, I like what the coaching staff has done. They have morphed that whole offense around that style of play.
Yeah.
That's the conversation we were having.
Yes.
We were having it about the coaching staff. That's what we were talking about. You wanted him to be coached another way. I was saying, let's go this direction.
Yes.
Now, stats don't lie. When you're first in rushing, as Baltimore is, and I think they're 18th in passing.
Yes.
What is New England going to do, OC?
They're
going
to take that run away.
They're going to say, you're going to have to beat us over the top and make big-time throws, which he's capable of, but our secondary is the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that is what you're saying. You're saying you're going to be good. The team's going to win. But when you play against a team that makes you left-handed, I don't think you're prepared to do it.
Period.
That's it.
Period.
That's all you were saying. And you can say that about the majority of the teams in the NFL. 100%. It's not just about Baltimore or Lamar Jackson. It's about, look what happened to Baker Mayfield.
Look at what happened to, what's the guy from the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, my gosh.
You're trying to do – you can't – there's only – Jim Schwartz from the Philadelphia Eagles, outstanding defensive coordinator.
Man.
Once they take that away from you, can you now deliver?
Everything – and you talk about why the quarterback position is so difficult. It's because of the amount of pressure put on you week in and week out. People are constantly looking at your abilities and testing you where they think they have the advantage. Imagine you go to work, okay, and you're really good at this thing. Everybody praises you at work because you're good at this thing. You got a great job for it. Mm. And then you go to work and they say, we want to get this person fired.
Right.
So we're going to not allow them to do that and see if they flourish in their job.
Would you adjust?
Yeah. How would you think, just as you sit there and listen to that, how would you change up everything you do to be good at something? Can you do it? Yeah, you can. Is it a challenge? Yes. That's playing quarterback.
Nothing other than that.
That's playing quarterback.
Good job, J-Bell.
Thank you.
I think we can move on now.
I think we can. Yeah. We got a little passionate about that. Can we go back to one quick thing on the game this week
that
we're doing? Are you ready for this? Because this is going to be a – this is – I need everybody to tune in and watch us. This is going to be a game.
It's going
to
be a bloodbath.
They're going to fight each other. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a battle. They're so matched up. Both these quarterbacks
– playing well.
You get to interview one. I'm not going to get into it.
We got to wait until the interview actually happens.
Yeah. We got to wait.
You know how we had the – he yeah. may be.
Yeah, yeah,
He
yeah.
might be.
It's some audibles
he went through.
Yeah.
So, we'll wait and see.
But I think – I mean, listen – Deshaun Watson of Houston.
I love watching him play, bro.
I love it.
And he's so light on his feet in there, man. Like, just, I love to watch him play.
Amazing. And you know, it's funny. You look at his story. Okay. Do you know his story?
Yes.
About, he had a tough time growing up.
Right.
And you know the running back.
Work done. Yeah.
Does the homes, mm-hmm. as you know. And Warrick Dunn donated a home to his family.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is that the – think about the full circle to that.
Yep.
Think about that.
One in a million. It's awesome.
And he says – anybody just look up the story. I'm not going to – if you got time on Deshaun Watson. He says they were homeless. The home was donated by Warrick Dunn, a former player. And he said that home changed his life and his family's life.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that his family situation was bad. They needed a home. Yeah. Imagine you don't have a home. Imagine we don't have a home for our kids, man.
It's crazy.
Like, yeah, I mean, anyways, it's just – this is why I love this game. And I love people that play this game that want to be good to people. Because you can impact so many people's lives by just being in whatever position you are. It could be anything, but you can do something for other people. And trust me, it comes full circle.
Yes, sir.
It comes full circle. You know what?
It's question time.
Yeah, it's time. Just because that was emotional for
me. Yeah, it was.
I had to slow it. This two emotional things happened. You on the bike.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson.
But I'm on the sidewalk.
Okay, and then act very American.
Yeah, I got you.
Like, just.
I'm on the
sidewalk. Tell him your name is Jason Bell.
Yeah. Should I?
Why not?
Yeah. But I don't want to get thrown out the country.
Well, you won't because I'll show up and they'll be like, that's not his face.
That's not him.
And then we're good.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Unless they get this podcast, and we've just
given away our whole
we just conspired.
They won't be listening to our podcast. So, they're not in Hong Kong.
No. Oh, you're gonna like this one. Hello to the Czech Republic.
Ooh.
We are number 91 in your podcast
charts. Wow.
I have no idea why.
That's incredible.
Man, I like the Czech Republic.
I do. I want to go out there, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I wonder if we can talk to the podcast people out there and we could just get hooked up.
What language do they speak in the Czech Republic?
Czech.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's accurate, actually.
Yeah.
Try to trip you up, but
you jumped over my foot.
You're like, man, I've seen this trick before.
Paul Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Why'd you laugh?
No, because just the name Fitzpatrick. Now I think about Ryan Fitzpatrick and how he's gonna steal another check.
Oh my gosh, that guy!
So that guy's got
so much money, just living good.
Yeah.
Harvard graduate. That's what Harvard gets you.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah. Have you guys watched any of the Rugby World Cup? England in the final.
Yeah. I haven't watched not even 5 seconds.
I watched some highlights, but let me tell you something.
Vegan. It's the vegan NFL.
You want to hear something funny on this?
Yeah.
So it's going on in the morning, right? The World Cup, and then so guys are doing their thing, having drinks. I got
in the
this,
morning.
Yeah, they drink. You know, I have this on my phone. Yeah. I will show it to you after. I hear this commotion outside my window. You know, so I look up because I'm on the top, OC.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on the top floor.
Yeah.
Using your credit card, anyways. So I'm looking down, and it's three dudes, and it's a tussle. So I'm like, I'm just going to film
this. Tussling.
Okay. They're just yelling at each other. Okay. But I've seen this happen before because there's this bar kind of near me.
Yeah.
They come out. It's commotion. So I was like, I'm just going to take this. Straight scrap.
Wow.
Straight blows thrown. And their buddies, like, one's trying to break it up.
Yeah.
And the one taking all the punches, he's drunk.
Oh,
so he's
goodness.
Just talking. And he takes the punches, right? He's socked. Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Then his boy separates him, and this is what the drunk guy does. He goes, with his ears. I'm like, you just got punched. And he's like mocking the dude that punched him. I'm like, this dude has an iron chin. I have it on my phone. And
can't wait to watch
He got punched up so many times, yeah. And all I thought was, Rugby World Cup.
I know. You know, Jason, I have a confession to make.
Tell me.
And this is going to turn England against me.
Mm. Don't make it then. Keep it inside.
I have to, because our podcast listeners are our friends.
Yeah, they only expect the truth.
Yeah, so I have to tell it to them. So.
They give you the benefit of the doubt.
During the World Cup, mm-hmm. soccer, mm-hmm. We were here.
Yeah.
And I was rooting for England so hard to win. Like I was. Like I loved Harry Kane. I loved him.
Harry's the guy.
But when they started that whole "it's coming home" thing, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was like "it's coming home," and it was the memes, and it was all over social media. It was every single thing. It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Jiba, for a split second, I said, I don't want it to come home.
Oh,
I said it for a split
man.
Second. I said I did for a split second. I was so irritated by the "it's coming home."
Oh, you let that get to you.
It got to me, man. It got to me, man. Oh. It was just so belligerent.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I had to let the podcast listeners know that it's oh, this is the actual.
That's the video.
I'm going to hit play. He's throwing some real
blows.
Put it
loud. Put the volume on.
He's throwing some real blows. He's throwing some real punches. He's like, what?
That's real. It's the fight was real.
It was coming home.
We have our the Russian operative is watching you too, so we have to be careful.
These guys they're going to jail.
Yeah,
for sure.
They got away. Darren Cronin.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, OC and Jay Bell. Love the podcast, the TV show, the YouTube clips. Any chance of an end of the season blooper reel? You know what? Probably. Somebody's going to set us up. Because OC's watching the fight. Yeah, I told you.
You can't make this
he
up.
He did the thing. He did the.
They say the truth is stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
This is a prime example.
That's the truth.
If you told me this, I wouldn't believe it.
I got it on video.
This is incredible.
That is
man.
What happened at the World Cup. You know, they were coming down in the morning. And it was, Yeah, it was raining too. I forgot it was raining.
And you recorded it.
Of course,
you're a bad person.
Listen, I needed to show you.
You didn't go help him. You recorded.
Because what did I say in the beginning
true.
About me helping and getting involved?
True.
To be honest, I feel much safer out here.
Yeah, because of the lack of, you know,
there's
weapons,
no, there's guns. No
guns
I mean, you got problems, but I feel, people are.
They're more civilized.
Safer. Yeah.
A lot more civilized. Maybe when they rob you, they'll probably ask you nicely before you get robbed.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, sir. Yeah. Can I have that watch, please?
Here you go.
Here you go.
I see you need it.
Yeah.
Chris Laker. I hope you are a Laker fan because I am too. L.A. Lakers. Anyways, he didn't say that. I said that about Chris. Why is it Jason and OC or OC and Jay Bell? Surely it should be Josie. The JC or the Human Bell. I like Human Bell.
Human Bell is nice.
I like that, bro.
That's pretty nice.
Human Bell. I like that, Chris.
Human Bell.
Human Bell.
That actually sounds like a last name.
Human Bell.
Human Bell.
Good job, Chris. I like Human Bell. I actually think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Human
Bell.
What? Oh, shoot. Sorry. Simon is pointing something out. Surprisingly, he's still talking
I'm
to
so
us.
So hungry.
I know. Camilla, Richard, Amber, and Thomas.
Isn't that the princess or a queen named Camilla? Camilla, Princess Camilla, no? So why you see how he did his hands
he's
like
scared.
This?
He's
like, maybe.
He's very scared.
So she's not like a real,
like
she's not a real princess, basically. I got you.
Okay. Yeah.
Is he married to her?
Yeah.
So how is she not a real princess then? Because Diana was married to her, and she became a princess.
Everybody's
so she's not a princess, or if she is a princess.
Everybody's treading carefully.
Yeah, no, really.
Everybody in here is treading carefully now. It's okay for J-Bell and OC to get kicked off.
Yeah, the not them, though.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, the NBA players. Look at the NBA players.
You don't know what's going on.
She's the Duchess.
Okay.
All right.
That's
something.
That works for me.
Yeah.
Okay, back to Camilla, Richard, Amber, and Thomas have all pointed out how the London Games have all had forecast of bad weather, and it has rained on Monday to Saturday, but not on London Game Sundays.
I know where this is going.
OC?
I know where this is going.
OC? What have you done?
Let me be honest with you.
Have you taken a little quick flight?
Before the games, Al comes to me, and he's like, Alistair Kirkwood,
yes.
Is like, yeah, OC, I heard your podcast. So, here's a little something. Why don't you go to Nigeria and make it do what it do? Just so you know.
Here's a little stipend.
Here's a little something for you.
All cash. I know. Yeah. We just here you go.
No cards.
Here you go.
Go take care of that.
Just take it.
Yeah.
So that's what we got.
That's it, bro.
That's the podcast for today. We will be back soon. One more game in London. Let's have a good time. And if you got time, please watch us the whole game. We will give a podcast shout out for sure. The BBC might cut us off for it, but we don't care.
We don't care. Say.